Fonema Cinema Radio, un faladoiro de película dende a Biblioteca da Escola Oficial de Idiomas de Lugo.
The Pope is dead. The throne is vacant.
Hello, thanks for listening. A few weeks ago, we had the opportunity to watch a very interesting film at the Codex Cinema. Its title was Conclave. I personally enjoyed it tremendously. And today, some of the students that had the opportunity to watch it with us are here to talk about it. The cinema was absolutely packed, but today we have with us three of these students. Roy is from my C2 class, and Marta too, and Rocío is from B1.
Okay, so first of all, Rocío, what was your overall impression of the film? Did you enjoy it?
Conclave is an interesting film. Each scene is like a painting of an art gallery. I think this film is a masterclass in composition, tension, action, and the relationships between the characters. This film has a real script with a good plot. I really enjoy it. Probably it's the most surprising film I've ever seen because it keeps the curiosity all time.
Okay, thank you. And Marta, what's your overall impression?
My impression is that it's a provocative film balancing suspense with humor. I enjoyed mainly the last half hour of the film.
So, Marta, who was your favorite character and why? And what made them stand out to you?
My favorite character is Cardinal Benitez because of his brave confession to Cardinal Thomas Lawrence, Dean of the College of Cardinals. His revelation challenges the traditional church doctrines.
And who was your favorite character, Rocío?
My favorite character is Cardinal Thomas Lawrence because he could transmit a lot of feelings during the film. It's a step up his face.
And Rocío, how did the setting or the visuals contribute to this story?
There are many elements that contribute to making a great story, like the pictures, the statues, the music. In general, the director created the best film of the last few years.
And Marta, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, on the one hand, religious ceremonies provoke personal vulnerabilities of the characters. The Vatican's halls and corridors create an atmosphere of secrecy and reverence. The setting reinforces the tension between the public duty and private conscience.
Marta, do you think that the film's ending was satisfying? Why or why not?
The ending is both surprising and thought-provoking, leaving the audience to ponder the implications of the revealed secrets and the future of the Church. The ending of the film indicates not only the nun's loving, but also Lawrence's independent interpretation of his faith and how his decision was ended conflict in the Church.
And Rocío, do you think that the film's ending was satisfying?
I think the film's ending satisfied a lot of the public because the Cardinal Benitez showed values. He was a political underdog from the very beginning. Nobody in the conclave even knew him. Unlike the other cardinals, he wanted in humble ministries and his appointment was in secret. He never really loved for himself. He had one very important moment that made him shine. He became the source of enlightenment for everyone after that terrorist attack. Tedesco was determined to start a religion war with those who were perceived as the enemy of the Catholic Church. But Benitez was the only heir who actually ran a ministry in wars torn places. He had birth defects. He didn't try on his hide. Finally, the conclave chose him.
Okay, perfect. And to conclude, was there anything you could change from the film, Rocío?
No, because I consider it a really good film that I enjoyed.
And you, Marta, do you have a different take?
Yes, as in my point of view, as I said before, I found the first part of the film a bit boring, and it could include some flashbacks of the Cardinal's previous lives, maybe before coming religious.
With this, we finish the podcast.
This is a conclave, Aldo. It's not a war.
It is a war. And you have to commit to a side.
Thank you so much for your participation. I hope you have enjoyed our little debate about the film Conclave.
Grazas por escoitar Radio Rochoteca, a radio escolar da Escola Oficial de Idiomas de Lugo. Explora os nosos contidos en Spotify, iVoox e tamén na aula virtual se es alumno ou alumna da escola. Tamén pode seguir a actualidade da EOI de Lugo a través das redes sociais. @EOI de Lugo en Facebook, Instagram, Telegram e Xe.